Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and women working from home are dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love when I have the opportunity to actually be with a guest face-to-face and in person. It's so much fun, the journey that I have been on, meeting all of the wonderful women who share on our show. And Lisa Dooley has already been here sharing Your Organized Life, and now we are bringing her back here in our Author's Alley to share her new book. But I want to share a little bit about Lisa again. Often when asked why she got into organizing, Lisa's answer is always the same. It's about making your life easier. When her life was especially chaotic and stressful, young children and demands of growing up a business, ill or dying family members, she found that being organized helped her stay on a more even keel and to get through those really tough times. Organization isn't the end goal. Happy is the end goal. Being organized goes a long way in making your life easier, so that you can focus on the really important things. Now, as a member of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, Lisa and Your Organized Life adheres to the highest industry standards and offers a confidential client service agreement on all of her projects. For almost a decade, Your Organized Life has worked with clients in Boston and the South Shore to create organized systems that work. And now she is taking this to a much larger level, bringing out her first book. So I'm really excited. Lisa, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori. I'm so excited you came here today.
I know. It's so nice to be sitting here, and I'm excited. We're going to be filming for Word of Mom TV to really get out your passion of sharing. And I love the idea that it's not about being organized, it's about making happy happen. You know, that when it takes the stress out of things when you actually can find something. How did you start this journey?
I think the journey started for me when I saw that myself, my friends, the people around me were struggling with the same issues. And the issue for a lot of us is time. How do I make my time most productive? And at the different phases of our lives, when you're young, a young professional building your career, when you're a parent, when you're part of that all-important sandwich generation, caring for family members, caring for a young and growing family, time became that valuable commodity. So I started to ask myself, what could I do to find more time and joyful time, not just busy time, but joyful time? And I found the more organized I was, the more I could find that time, because the average American spends something like 40 minutes a day looking for something that they can't find. So 40 minutes a day is something like 5.5 hours a week. So what could I be doing with that 5.5 hours a week? I could be investing in my education. I could be spending more time with the people that I love. I could be resting. I could be caring for myself and others. So when I find the time, then I get that time back. So organization just feeds into that. It just allows me to have a platform so that I can find more time in my life.
You know, it's interesting. I'm a creature of habit. So I literally, like, this is where this goes, this is where that goes. And if it's not there, if I've made that mental mistake for myself, there's nothing more frustrating because I'm literally tearing the house apart trying to find something, and I'll catch myself every once in a while, like putting something where I don't normally put it. And I'm like, let me not do that. Let me just put it where it goes, because I don't want to spend that 15 minutes, that half an hour, that whatever, turning everything upside down for something that should have just been right here, you know? And when you think about it, I mean, really 5.5 hours is a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. And I think for most of us, we set up a system, or we have a place for everything, and we try to put everything in its place. But what happens in times of transition, especially, there's a new baby, someone is ill, someone is passed, there's new work demands, maybe I've moved, I'm doing a renovation. All of those things are times of transition for us, and the systems that we created just aren't working for us. And so what I help my clients do as part of my practice is really figure out, is it the system? Are we refining something? Are we improving it? How do we create a system that can work for you long term? We can tweak it as we move along, as your kids get bigger, as your demands on your time get less so. But it's about, do I have a system in place, but then I have to use the system, right? So it really is two part. It's about creating the system and then creating a habit around using the system.
That's a really good point, is creating the habit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I'm a creature of habit. I really, truly am. And it is. I never even really thought, you know, you say those words, but you don't realize that it is that habit of just, and it's something that I've created for myself. How do you help people create that habit?
I think as humans, we will create a habit, and sort of mentally, our brain doesn't know if this is a good habit or it's a bad habit.
Ah.
But as humans, we crave continuity, because a habit is really a shortcut. I don't need to rethink how to go out and get the newspaper. It's just a habit for me to do that. I don't have to stop and think about the process. So our brain creates these sort of patterns for us. And again, our brain doesn't really focus on if this is good or it's not. So what I help my clients do is sort of look at the situation with a fresh perspective to help them understand that, okay, you've been doing it this way. Is this way still effective for you? And oftentimes, they haven't even asked themselves that question. So it's like seeing the forest through the trees. I can come in as sort of the outside consultant into their situation and say, huh, tell me how you've been doing it. Is it effective? Well, no, not really. Okay, how about we do it this way? Or have you thought about that? And 9 times out of 10, a client will say, I never even thought to do that. So it's about helping them reframe a situation or a challenge that they're having so that we can maybe attack it or put some different systems and habits around it.
So after doing this for 10 years here in the Boston and South Shore area, why the book now?
For me, I love what I do. To get up every day and do what you love is a gift, and I know that that's a gift. And what I wanted to do in my time working with my clients, I have learned as much from my clients, I think, as they have learned from me, because they bring to every experience, every work situation that I've had, something unique to share about themselves, their lives, their families, and their businesses. While I love that, what I wanted to do is bring it to a bigger level, because I think the challenge around organization or disorganization is a really big one. So as we come up to the first of the year, at January 1st, one of the three top resolutions for the new year is to get organized, okay? So NAPO, the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, has what we call Go Month, Get Organized Month, and it is always in January, because people are really looking, like we're looking to get in shape, like we're looking to be better financially solvent. We're looking to get organized because it's a huge problem in our culture and in our society. So I saw that and I thought, I love working with my clients one-on-one, but what I want to do is I want to share this at a broader level. So I took a lot of some of the blogs that I'd done, a lot of the workshops that I'd done, and really sort of fleshed that out. And what's really cool, I think, about the book is I've talked about particular client successes and the way we've tackled problems. Because sometimes people think, I don't see myself in that situation. So I wanted to really drill down and say, this is how this is a problem this particular client was having. This is what client S was having as an issue. And this is how we worked at it and we solved it together.
Do you ever find that there's that one thing that the majority, I'm not saying all, but that the majority of the people that you're working with are struggling with? Is there like a top pain point?
I think a top pain point for most people is the feeling of obligation around things that are sentimental to them. they've inherited memorabilia, and that memorabilia falls into 100 categories. It could be photos, it could be clothing, it could be my dad's war medals, it could be my grandma's china, it could be the bedroom set I got from my mom. These things become more than just the thing. They are imbued with this sense of family and obligation and memorabilia, and it makes it much more challenging for someone to decide, I am never going to use that china set, and yet it sits boxed in my attic year after year, but I can't get rid of it because it belonged to Nana. So it's those things that really are sentimental that people are most challenged by, for sure.
You know, I totally understand that. So what do you want people to learn from your book? What do you think they're going to glean from this?
The goal of the book was really to give folks a platform or some starting guides to way to think about different organizing challenges. So I broke the book up into three sections, more space, more time, and more joy. There are some tips and some techniques to find more space. There are some productivity tools around finding more time. To find more joy, it's really an extraction process. It's really about taking out all of those things that are weighing us down, holding us down, and holding us back from living our best life so that we can find that more joy. And for some of us, it's physical clutter. For some of us, it's emotional clutter or psychological clutter, all the things that tell us we're not enough, we're not smart enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not educated enough, I'm not thin enough, to get to the place of I am enough in who I am. And all of the rest of this stuff is just stuff. It's just stuff. And when we can look at our stuff as just that, then it's so much easier to decide what to keep and what to let go. So I hope people can read it as a guide to, yes, this is a way to declutter and get rid of the stuff that you don't need and love anymore. I believe the two things you should have in your home are the things that you need and the things that you love, and everything else should go. Because that's, we should surround ourselves with joy, with things that make us feel whole and well and help us grow as the individuals that we want to be. Everything else is holding us back. So I hope that people can see it on those two levels, that you can see it on a very take this step to organize your books, and how do I create an intentional, joyful life of service for myself.
You know, it's funny. I don't know that I ever thought about the emotional side of organizing. I think people look at it as, you know, somebody comes in and they organize your closets and they teach you how to put these things away and that this goes here and that goes there. And you don't think about the emotional attachment that we'll have to things and even the routines mm-hmm. of doing these things, because that's how mom did it or that's how my auntie did it, who I love so much, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I'm serious. I don't think I've ever really thought of it from that standpoint.
So I think a lot of people think, you know, organizing is boxes and bins and complicated filing systems. And if I just get some boxes from, you know, Target or the Container Store and I put my stuff in it, then I'm organized. Organizing for me, and the way I sort of approach it with my clients, is organizing is finding my things when I need it. That's all. It doesn't matter how I store it. It doesn't really matter where I store it. It's, can I touch it when I need it? And it goes back to that issue of time. My time is better spent doing so many more things than a fire drill every time I can't find my insurance policy. So the emotional piece really goes to sort of outer order, inner calm. Think of it that way. If I can find my things when I need it, and my things have some reasonable sense of order that works for myself, my partner, my family, my workmates, my company, then I am that much more productive. I am that much calmer. And I can let go of that emotional stuff that really is holding me back. And that's a very big part of it.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break to say thank you to our sponsors. And we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Lisa Dooley about more space, more time, more joy, organizing your best life, which is her new book that is coming out. And I want to read this on the back because it says, Monday morning anywhere. Standing in your cluttered mudroom, your youngest can't find her backpack and lost her permission slip. The middle child is shouting from the bedroom because he can't find his phone or soccer cleats. Your oldest needs the missing car keys. Your phone is buzzing. Your partner's looking for the laptop charger because it's missing again. Did I mention that it's Monday morning? Perhaps you've read a lot of organizing books. You've followed the checklists, the diagrams for folding your clothes and feng shuied the heck out of your life. Yet nothing has changed. You can't seem to get it or stay organized. The stress and unhappiness levels are going up daily. More space, more time, more joy is a new way of looking at organization that gets to the heart of the hows and the whys to help make lasting change. So let's get started. How does organizing change people's lives?
Organizing, it's interesting. People say, I've been like this all my life. You know, I might have been chronically disorganized. Organizing is a process, not an event. And it really starts with the why of I want to get organized. I have a great client I've been working with, and he had lived in a beautiful apartment surrounded by moving boxes for a very, very long time from a previous move. And I'm not talking weeks or months, I'm talking years. And when I first met him, I didn't say to him, where do you want this to go? Or how do you want this to look? I asked him, how do you want to live? And how do you want to feel? Because it's about how we inhabit the space that we're in. And I believe that our home is something that we carry with us. But the space that surrounds us should rejuvenate us. And when you walk into your space, or you walk into your home or your office, and you immediately cringe, or you want to run away, or do what we in the organizing business call the dump and run, then you're not living your best life. So organizing will allow you to find that peace and joy. So what we did was we literally unboxed and got rid of all the stuff that he wasn't using and brought out all of the beautiful pieces that he had collected in his amazing life and his amazing travels, and so that we were able to display them. So doing something like that changes how we live our lives. You find you want to invite people over. You want to entertain more. You want to engage with people, because clutter and overwhelm and disorganization, it isolates us. It keeps us from having friends over. It keeps us from entertaining. It keeps people at bay. And so that level of disorganization serves to isolate us. And that is probably one of the biggest problems in this country as a culture. Studies have shown that the keys to longevity are, yes, caring for yourself, yes, getting regular exercise, but it's being connected to other people. That's like the number one that we see in older people that are thriving and not just surviving. So if you won't have people over because your space is cluttered, you are depriving yourself of that really important link in your life.
What's the biggest takeaway you hope people have from reading your book?
What I hope that people would take away is I hope there are tips in here, there are techniques, there are quick start guides, there are, if you want to eat more healthily, here's how you organize your kitchen or your pantry. If you would like to start to get your arms around your memorabilia and your photos, there are step-by-step guides. I would love people to find and glean a few tips that they say, oh, aha, I never thought of that, or great tip. I share them on social media, and people consistently, you know, comment that, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. Thank you for that tip. That's so great. So there are tips and techniques. What I want people to understand or hope that they get out of the book is know that everyone can do this. Like, start where you are, because when we've been living with a level of disorganization and clutter for a long time, it starts to feel super overwhelming, and we feel like I'm a lost cause and I can never be organized. So when we start with a place of start today, start where you are, start in the closet, start in your mudroom, start in a drawer, start in a cabinet, get your arms around some project, this is doable. A book is a great place to start. A book like this is a great place to start. Go to the NAPO website. Find an organizer in your area, because we all need support, right? My mother had a wonderful phrase. It was, God doesn't give with both hands. Someone in another profession might say, competency in one area does not necessarily translate to competency in another. But I like my mother's phrasing more, because we all have strengths and we all have things that are things that we need support with. So I understand, and I am always humbled when a client allows me into their home, because I know that that takes a lot of a strength and bravery to open up your home or your business and your life to an outsider. So when we ask for help, that is the strongest and bravest thing that we can do, to say, this is an area of my life that I need support with. I might be a lawyer. I've worked with lawyers, entrepreneurs, doctors, scientists, wonderfully, incredibly talented and amazing people, but this is something that they need support with. So decide at some point that you want to live in a different way, and pick a spot. If you need support, find an organizer who can help.
So in getting started, let's say you're going to tackle that closet.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? Do you empty it all out and then find space for it? I mean, are there ways to just get, like I said, we're picking the closet.
So closets are a great place to start. And I think because we, you know, if you think of the 80-20 rule, we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. People don't believe that. It is absolutely true. The best tip I can give someone is to put a timer on your phone, right? So put some parameters around the project, because what we tend to do is we pull everything out, throw everything on the bed, and then we get overwhelmed and we don't know what to do, so we just shove it back in the closet. So if you say, okay, today I'm going to organize all of my shoes, and today I'm going to organize all of the handbags, or I'm going to take out all of the pants, and I'm going to look at all of the pants that I have. So if you segment it, or chunk it, as they teach our kids in school days, chunk the project into manageable areas, and set a timer. So there's been research that 50 to 52 minutes, which seems arbitrary, is the perfect amount of time for a person to concentrate. So set the timer on your phone for 50 minutes and go at that task. Have a donation bag, have a laundry area, have a trash bin ready, and sort through, we call it a quick sort, just sort through that. When the timer goes off, take a walk, get some water and hydrate, and then come back to the task. So be kind to yourself, but stay on task, because if you want something to change, you have to do something differently. And so by, again, there's lots of ways in the book that talks about getting started on that project, but that's a good way to do it, is set some parameters around time and around the project itself. Be determined, keep working for that 50 minutes, do not pick up the phone, don't text, don't take calls, none of those things. And then be kind to yourself. Remember that it didn't get this way overnight. You're not going to fix it overnight. But if you want change, you can make this happen.
You know, it's so funny that I actually just did my closet, and I did the exact what you just said. I had my This is for donations. This is, you know, the stuff that's just going in the garbage, shoes that are never going to get fixed and whatnot. And I have a smaller closet. So I had great, I love my Trader Joe bags. And I have, these are my summer shoes. So now they're in a bag in the back of the closet. So I know come the spring, I get to pull out all my sandals and all my boots will go back into that bag, into the back of the closet. And I did that, I just bought a new cabinet. And so that's where all of my pants and all of this, and I found this awesome cube that fit right at the top of my shelf in my closet. That's where all my turtlenecks and all of my turtlenecks are on one. And this, and every single day when I open my closet, I'm like, oh, look how great the closet looks. It's an amazing thing. You really feel wonderful when you've tackled something that just every time it's like, oh, I just grab my clothes and shut the door.
Right.
It's amazing, that sense of accomplishment that you feel. And I think that that's the more joy part of the book.
It's the small wins that we can get if it's, you know, you open up your junk drawer and you can find a pen. If I open up my closet and I have something great to wear. Because what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up for success. If we start our day with, I feel lousy about myself when I get dressed because I can't find a great outfit. I can't get myself out the door without a crisis in the morning. I can't, you know, my car is a disaster. I can't get there on time, get to work on time because I can't find my stuff. You are not setting yourself up for success. So it really is about, how do I create a successful, intentional life for myself by building a platform of organization? Organization is not the goal. Organization looks different for everyone. It is nothing cookie cutter. It's so individual. It has to be to our authentic self. So when we find how to build that, then we can only go up. We can only find more time, more space, more time, and more joy in our lives.
On that note, let everyone know how they can find you and this fabulous book.
You can find, the book is available both as an ebook and a paperback, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can go to my website, www.yourorganizedlife.biz, and there's a page there that'll give you all the links to all of those resources. You can sign up for my mailing list, follow me on social media. I do like to, you know, give the tips. I think that's really helpful for people who are starting the process to have it, these little bits, they're the breadcrumbs that are going to lead them to the treasure at the end.
Lisa, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. We really appreciate it. Such great information. For all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being with us. This is Dori DiCarlo on behalf of everyone here at the Word of Mom Media Network. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong.
She is